Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Morales. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pepe Manjul. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Carruthers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Don Carruthers. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bailey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Parrish hits a line drive towards the mound. Matlack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine now playing right field. Pepe Manjul now playing left field. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vale takes first base on ball 4. Unser moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Manjul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Pepe Manjul is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Manjul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Matlack fires to first and has Manjul trapped. There's the throw to Phillips who tags Manjul for the out. Two outs. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. White reaches second base with a double. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. White steals third. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carruthers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards second. Milan catches it and tags Valentine out, for the double play. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vail is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vail strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manghul is 0-for-1 in the game. Manghul strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morales scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mackanin hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carruthers is 0-for-1 in the game. Carruthers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vale. Carruthers reaches second base with a double. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into right field. Staub picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Staub. Carruthers scores. Valentine moves to third. It's 3-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. Matlack takes first base on ball four. Del Unser batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman juggles the ball. That's an error on Kingman. Tony Scott pinch runs for Jose Morales. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack fires to first and has Scott trapped. There's the throw to Phillips who tags Scott for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vale moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manghul. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Vale scores. It's 3-1, Expos. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Carruthers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-2 in the game. Manghul hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matlack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carruthers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carruthers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Unser moves to second. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vale hits a fly ball into left field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Unser moves to third. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mäkinen fields it and throws to second for the out. Unser scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Expos. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a line drive into left field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Milner pinch hits for John Matlack. Woody Fryman now pitching. John Milner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Unser is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Milner moves to third. It's Expos, 3, Mets, 3. Dale Murray now pitching. Pepe Frias now playing third base. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frias fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Manghul is 0-for-3 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. Two outs. Pete Mäkinen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mäkinen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mäkinen hits a line drive into left field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vail is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vail strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Staub is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mäkinen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer bunts towards third. Kingman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-4 in the game. Foley bunts towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to third. Valentine moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen is walked intentionally. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Dale Murray. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a line drive towards third. Kingman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Scanlon now playing third base. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-4 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. 2 outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Torre pinch hits for Bob Apodaca. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manguel is 0-for-4 in the game. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. White takes first base on ball 4. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. 2 outs. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Scanlon is walked intentionally. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Unser is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mäkinen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Milan is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vale is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Vale hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 4 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanders covering, for the out. 2 outs. Jim Little pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Little takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 5 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Staub is hit by the pitch. Gene Kline's pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman bunts towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. Kline's moves to second. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 5 in the game. Cranepool is walked intentionally. Bob Gallagher pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hodges strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Roy Staker now playing third base. Dave Kingman now playing first base. Gene Kline's now playing right field. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Manguel is 0 for 5 in the game. Manguel strikes out. 1 out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanders covering, for the out. 2 outs. Pete Mäkinen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mäkinen is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mäkinen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Hazualu pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alu hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Webb pinch runs for Hazualu. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Unser bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Mackinnon covering, for the out. Webb moves to second. 1 out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milan is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Milan hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Scanlon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scanlon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scanlon for the out. 1 out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-5 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon juggles the ball. That's an error on Scanlon. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kleins. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Kleins steals second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don DeMola is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeMola strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-6 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-6 in the game. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a pop-up towards third. Scanlon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. 2 outs. Rick Baldwin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baldwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Unser is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Unser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mackanin is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Scanlon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scanlon hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentine is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Milan is 2-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vale is 0-for-6 in the game. With a walk. Vale hits a pop-up towards the mound. DeMola settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kleins is 0-for-1 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foley is 0-for-6 in the game. Foley hits a line drive towards short. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don DeMola is at the plate with a count of 2-2. DeMola is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMola strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter is 0-for-6 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kingman is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Staker is 0-for-1 in the game. Staker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hodges is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Phillips is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staker moves to second. Jerry Grote pinch hits for Rick Baldwin. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Staker moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Unser is 3 for 7 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Steger scores. Phillips moves to third. Grote moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.